it's important to kind of put that out there. Yes, this is right now the internecine civil war, so to speak, inside of the Republican Party to find the nominee. Personally, I think Trump is the substantial favorite. I think you would be crazy if you're not saying Trump is in the lead position. So that doesn't mean that Ron DeSantis or Vivek Ramaswamy, or if Glenn Youngkin got into the race, they couldn't catch lightning in a bottle. Also, it doesn't mean that there couldn't be something crazy, right? When you're talking about Trump at 77, I believe, and Biden at 80, health-related conditions for both of those guys could emerge. We don't know what the future is going to hold.
The woman who DM'd you, I would just say, could Youngkin be on a DeSantis ticket, winning DeSantis ticket? Absolutely. Of course he could be. Could Youngkin maybe come in a year, be the guy who's actually out front? When I say could, there's likely and there's possible. All of these things are possible. So we try to talk about things based on the percentages as we see them right now. But I always say nobody can predict the future. Look, 2022 for a lot of people. I just saw Tucker said this recently. We should get Tucker on the show, by the way. It's been a while. Tucker said, you know, that 2022, a lot of people got that one wrong. And he took some blame for that. You know, we thought that things were going to shake out better for Republicans in some of those key races than they did. Nobody can predict the future. What we can do is stand for principles and have conversations about what's happening right now that matters to all of us.
Let's hold the Rapinoe for tomorrow, because I think that's going to be fun, because she's such an imbecile on this, and we've only got a couple of minutes left. And I also know that we teased, for people who did not hear Glenn Youngkin earlier in the program, certainly go subscribe to the podcast. You can go listen to anything. You can zoom right through. You can listen at 2x speed like my wife does. We sound like we're the old Micro Machines ads. But I believe we have Glenn Youngkin talking about what he thought Virginia could mean in 2024 and whether the Republicans could make a play there. Listen to that conversation from about an hour and a half ago.
Could you deliver Virginia as Trump's VP, sir, in 2024, theoretically, hypothetically?
Well, as you know, I don't really play the hypothetical games, but I think the Republican nominee will win Virginia in 2024.
There we go.
Okay, because that's key, because if that were to happen, Governor,
you can cut us off. That's us reacting. Okay.
So, first of all, Buck, I will say this. I love when political candidates whose entire policy and suggestion is a hypothetical, right? When you run for office, you are engaging in a hypothetical. If I am elected, I will do X, Y, and Z. I love that politicians get away with saying, oh, I don't really engage in hypotheticals.
Yeah. Yeah, and then they're like, but this is what I would do if I were the most powerful man in the world that would change your day-to-day life in remarkable ways. But I don't do hypotheticals here.
Yeah, it is a funny thing where you're like, oh, yeah, he doesn't want to do hypotheticals. But then you take a step back and you say every single candidate running for any political office anywhere in the country, all they do is engage in hypotheticals all day long. That's the entire basis of their attempt to run for the office.
Wasn't Rudy Giuliani the front runner for the Republican nomination at this point in 08. So, yeah, trust me, folks, we are aware everything can change in a big way.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Innovation Refunds has helped thousands of small businesses with their ERC tax refunds. The ERC is the Employee Retention Credit. If you own a business with five or more employees, you could have money waiting to be claimed.
The ERC tax filing process is complex. Innovation Refunds is dedicated to helping business owners navigate the process. If your CPA said that you might not qualify for the ERC, it may be worth getting a second opinion. Innovation Refunds Network of Independent Tax Attorneys are familiar with the updated qualification criteria. They'll even work with your CPA to help you discover and feel confident about your eligibility.
They've been helping eligible businesses claim their ERC tax refund since 2021, and they may be able to help your business too. Go to innovationrefunds.com. There's no upfront charge. They don't get paid unless you get paid. Call 1-843-REFUNDS. That's 1-843-REFUNDS. Or go to innovationrefunds.com. That's innovationrefunds.com.
Greetings, Sebastian Gorka here. For years, I've mentioned how much Relief Factor has helped the pain in my lower back. Gary from Ohio shared his experience too. He writes, I tried Relief Factor due to its botanical ingredients to reduce pain in my shoulder, knee, and lower back. After just a few weeks, the knee pain was completely gone, and the shoulder and back pain were reduced quite a bit. I can now exercise much more comfortably and practically pain-free. Thank you, Relief Factor. After trying Relief Factor, over 500,000 people have gone on to order more, so it looks like a lot of people are thanking Relief Factor. 3 weeks from now, you could be doing the things you enjoy doing. Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start at the reduced price of $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference with Relief Factor. relieffactor.com.
Attention business owners. Was your company impacted during COVID? If you had W-2 employees during 2020 and 2021, you may be entitled for up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit Program. This is not a loan. The IRS paid back billions already. We've helped thousands of businesses just like yours, so let us help you. At ERC Business Solutions, we make it simple. We do it all for you, so you won't have to worry about the complex application process. There's absolutely no risk. If you don't get paid, we don't get paid. Most businesses do qualify, even those with no decline in revenues or those that already got PPP. Discover how much you can claim. There's no cost or obligation. Call now. 888-316-1372. That's 888-316-1372. Get up to $26,000 per employee. Call 888-316-1372. 888-316-1372.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. That's the sound of floodwaters rushing down a slope in a neighborhood in Highland Falls, New York. A storm that's left up to 2 months' worth of rain in Vermont and saturated other parts of the Northeast is moving out, but more flooding is expected. Kathy Eason, who volunteers at a community center in Highland Falls, says water kept pouring into the building during the rainfall.
I heard a splashing, and when I looked up, Main Street was already flooded. And the water kept rising higher and higher and higher. And then it got to the steps of the center, and then it started coming in under the door.
One death due to drowning was recorded in Hudson Falls. Also at townhall.com, NATO's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the alliance is sending Ukraine a strong message on several fronts.
There's never been a stronger message from NATO at any time, both when it comes to the political message on the path forward for membership and the concrete support from NATO allies, military support, but also the practical support on how to ensure full interoperability.
On another issue, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says Turkey has withdrawn its objections to Sweden joining the alliance.
In a lot of the coverage coming into the summit, I would say rumors of the death of NATO's unity were greatly exaggerated.
Meanwhile, President Biden and his NATO counterparts have endorsed the biggest shakeup of the way the military alliance would respond to any attack on its territory by Russia since the Cold War. The plans, inspired in part by Russia's invasion of Ukraine, lay out which of the 31 members would be called on to respond to an attack anywhere in Europe. On Wall Street, the Dow had 246 points, and the NASDAQ is adding 35. More at townhall.com.
Recent bank failures are serving as a warning about how fragile our banking system really is. As millions of Americans panic, do you know what central banks are doing? Well, they're actually buying up gold at record levels. They're relying on it as a safe haven during these difficult times. That's how confident they are in the dollar. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, Christian author and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. We're all Americans who want to protect our family's savings no matter what. I tell people the best option is to diversify their 401k or IRA into physical gold or silver with the help of Birch Gold Group. To see how it works, just text the word FAITH to the number 989898 to get a free information kit on gold IRAs. Look, there's no strings attached. It's not going to hurt you to take action now. So take the first step today and educate yourself. Get your free info kit when you text FAITH to 989898 right now. And I pray you and your family are greatly blessed.
I just moved here, and now I have to get permission from a licensing board before I can even get a job. And I need 1,600 hours of training before I can apply for the license. How am I supposed to do that and pay for rent?
According to data from the Institute for Justice, the state of Nevada has the most burdensome licensing laws for low-income professions than any other state in the nation. Hair braiders, landscapers, even shampooers have to undergo hundreds or even thousands of hours of training and pay hundreds or thousands of dollars in licensure fees before they're allowed to work in the state, even if they're already licensed somewhere else.
How does it cost so much to just get a job?
Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more about the way unnecessary licensure requirements are burdening working Nevadans. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
It's 12:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. The Denali sites of the Fiesta Rancho and Texas Station casinos now have a new purpose. Agora Realty, which is in escrow to buy the 73-acre site from Station Casinos, wants to build a mixed-use neighborhood called Hilo Park. The site will be developed in three different stages. It will include a new hotel, two new ice rinks, a convenience store, and a child care center. Work on that project is scheduled to begin early next year. The Boring Company hits a couple of milestones as it creates an underground loop in Las Vegas. Two of Elon Musk-owned company's digging machines have arrived at the Encore on Las Vegas Boulevard and the Westgate just east of the Strip. The two properties are the latest to have offshoot tunnels from their locations to the Las Vegas Convention Center. Once built out, the system of 65 miles of tunnels will have 69 different stations, which will include stops at Allegiant Stadium and just about every resort on the Las Vegas Strip. KMCQ satellite weather, sunny and hot. Today's high expected to reach 107. The National Weather Service has issued an excessive heat warning for Las Vegas through next Monday. Daytime highs between 110 and 115. It's 103 right now.
KMCQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Finlay Mazda in the Valley Auto Mall. We offer the biggest selection of new Mazda vehicles.
Well, several accidents on the surface streets to look out for. Joe W. Brown at Desert Inn, Spring Mountain at Jones, Charleston at Christie Lane, Cimarron at Flamingo, a fender bender there, and only moderate flows right now on the 15, southbound at Spring Mountain and northbound at Hacienda.
Mr. President, it's time to get to work. Surely we both agree that the national debt is too high. Surely we both agree that inflation hurts American families. Surely we can trim waste and streamline programs to make them both stronger and more efficient. Congressional Republicans are ready to act to save our country and to make America stronger.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Tuesday, July 11th. Good to have you with us. We're coming off a big weekend where we had the former president in town. And guess who was with the president? President Donald J. Trump. Megan Barth, the editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. And Megan, first of all, thanks for joining us. Always good to have you on. And I got to ask you, what was that experience like?
You know, I've worked very long and hard, you know, on my craft, you know, being a journalist, whether it's running the Nevada Globe or working undercover or the many things that I have done in pursuit of the truth. I love interviewing, and this was the pinnacle. I mean, I don't know. First of all, I was the only reporter in Nevada to have a face-to-face sit-down interview with him. And that interview was scheduled for 10 minutes. It lasted 22 minutes. At the end of the interview, I didn't ask to have another interview. He actually told his staff, make sure we do this again.
Very cool.
Yeah. So we're going to talk again. I will be his point person on Nevada as far as the press is concerned. And I'm not surprised. However, the interview has gone obviously viral. During the interview, you know, I have been, of course, just excoriated by Politico. I've been excoriated by, you know, the D.C. elitist, quote-unquote, journalists. They like to, you know, claim that they're journalists, yet all they are cheerleaders for the Democrat Party. Then if we go back away from D.C. and we go into Nevada, John Ralston, of course, always has something to say about me, which is derogatory every single day. It's like he's obsessed with me. And no, John Ralston, I don't want to date you. He and his minions in the media, who refuse to provide context, they always have to get the gotcha moments out of, you know. So out of a 20-minute interview, they took one statement that Donald Trump made, and he said, this state is disgraceful. Now, was he talking about Nevadans? No. Was he talking about the state of Nevada? No. He was talking about how Nevada election laws are disgraceful. And quite frankly, they are. Because we remember the 2022 election where we had to wait a week after Election Day to find out who controlled the Senate, which party controlled the U.S. Senate. And it came down to less than 8,000 votes when mail-in ballots were received 4 days after Election Day by law, and then it took another 3 days for those ballots to be counted. So that is what, and also unlimited ballot harvesting, remember, Nevada is one of the only states where you don't have to be related to a person who is a voter, you don't have to be their guardian or caretaker, you can be some Joe Schmuck off the street and collect unlimited amounts of ballots from people in places that you don't know, and then dump them in unmanned drop boxes throughout the state. That is also disgraceful. Because there is no chain of custody. No other state that I'm aware of has unlimited ballot harvesting. There is always some sort of limit, like 10 ballots, or you need to be assigned guardian or a caretaker of a person in order to cast their ballot or turn in their ballot for them. So that's exactly what Donald Trump referred to as disgraceful. But this morning, John Ralston ran with that quote to say that basically the whole state is Nevada is disgraceful, and then others with, you know, hundreds of thousands of followers are running with that quote to disparage the former president.
Let me ask you, in the course of your interview, did you get a sense that he was a man who believes he can win Nevada?
Well, I asked him that question. I said, look, you know, Joe Lombardo did not carry Clark County or Washoe County. Joe Lombardo lost Clark County by 6. He lost Washoe County by 2, and he still won the state. We can all assume, you know, we can all make our suppositions as to why that happened. I personally believe it was the rurals that came out en masse. And when you look at it, most of the rural voters are Trump supporters. And so, you know, no presidential, GOP presidential candidate has won Nevada since 2004, I believe. And so I posed these challenges and questions to him. You know, how do you expect to win Nevada? He lost Nevada twice. And his response to that was that he believed he won Nevada the last two times. He also believes that the Nevada GOP and the party in general has the right lawyers in place this time and the ballot harvesting operations in place this for this upcoming election to give him the advantage. You know, he lost by approximately 2% the first time around and 2.4% the second time around. So he's relying on the operation that's being built currently by the Nevada GOP and others to ensure that we can beat Democrats at their own ballot harvesting game and that we'll have more election workers and more boots on the ground and more legal eyes available and the right legal eyes available to ensure that the elections are not only, you know, safe and secure and legal, but the infrastructure in place will overcome that deficit.
I've got to ask you, because everybody would probably want to know, did he give you any inkling as to whether he is worried about his legal troubles on multiple fronts? In fact, they're seating a grand jury down in Georgia even as we speak.
No, and I was quite surprised. You know, I've never been in the same room as the president. I've never, you know, shook the president's hand until this last Saturday afternoon. And, you know, we've all gone through our various stressors. You know, one stressful point in my life, I dropped like 25 pounds. And, you know, if I turned sideways, you couldn't see me. And I wore that stress, not only physically, but mentally. With Donald Trump, he did not exhibit any signs of concern, worry, or stress. He did not gain weight. He did not look overweight. He did not look emaciated. He didn't seem rattled. Because I think, you know, when you believe or you have truth on your side, that is your centering. That gives you a sense of calm. You know, no matter what people are throwing at you, and believe me, I've had a lot of stuff thrown at me, I continually go to my center. And I think he's very centered. I think he's very grounded. And look, I followed him around for quite some time. Our interview was supposed to start at 2. He was approximately an hour late. He had another interview, and this is back-to-back events. And we're talking about, you know, a 78-year-old man, I believe.
Yeah.
I mean, does not look his age. His mental acuity is extraordinarily sharp. His reflexes are on point. I followed him down the hallway to a UFC interview that he wanted to wrap up before ours, because they wanted to publish that interview prior to the match. And a light went out. And it was nearly like he had noticed that the light went out before anybody else. It was instantaneous. There was no one else that responded as quickly as he did. And it was like he had eyes in the back of his head. He constantly had, for example, the photographer that was taking pictures of our interview, which unfortunately they didn't release, stopped taking pictures. I didn't notice that. He immediately noticed it and said, "Did you stop taking pictures because we have two drinks in front of us?" It was Diet Coke. He was thirsty. He asked me if I wanted a drink. I said, "No, they bought me a Diet Coke anyway." And he goes, "She said, yes, I was actually just whispering that to somebody else." He's like, "Okay, let's take the drinks away so you can take pictures." There was not a moment that he was not aware of within the room. And like I said, multiple rooms. I not only followed him to the UFC interview, we then carried on with our interview, which was 22 minutes. He then invited me to go on the presidential motorcade to go to the next event at Calvary Chapel and cover that event. And that was a hoot. I mean, that was just a riot. Never been in a presidential motorcade before. And compared to the octogenarian we have in the White House right now, it was a stark difference in mental acuity, reflexes, and just cognitive ability.
Wow. Wow. More coming up with Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com and TheNevadaGlobe.com. Fresh off her interview of Donald J. Trump and ride in the presidential motorcade. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
670 KMZQ presents After Close the Radio Show, powered by GFL Capital Mortgage. Join your hosts, Kevin Sherba and Danny Velazquez, to start your morning off right, educating and guiding you through the mortgage process from application through closing. Learn about how to navigate through the ever-changing mortgage market. Keep up to date with current products, guidelines, and how to avoid common pitfalls. Listen every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 here on 670 KMZQ.
Licensed by Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada License Number MB426. NMLS number 64367.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, fellow Republicans. I'm Jill Douglas, and I'm running for chairwoman of the Clark County Republican Party. Qualified, trustworthy, and proven leadership is imperative for us, Republicans in Clark County, to win races in 2024 and to work together to build a strong, energized, well-funded, and well-managed county party. There is no other path to victory. The most important in-person vote is on Tuesday, July the 18th. I'm asking for you to attend and vote for me as the next Clark County Republican Party chairwoman. Success breeds success. My career of 30 years in the same industry in a 40-year marriage to a military husband raising four children to becoming successful adults and a loving grandmother to eight grandchildren. Give me the foundation of family values, personal responsibility, and loyalty to family and community, and are my strengths for this position. I would appreciate your vote on July the 18th for chairwoman of the Clark County Republican Party, paid for by friends of Mrs. Fix-It.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
More with Megan Barth, the editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. She did a pretty good job of grabbing a key interview with no less than Donald J. Trump, the only Nevada journalist to snag a one-on-one with the former president of the United States, and certainly a feather in her cap. You talked about the ride in the presidential motorcade. I am curious what you learned about the man. You know, there's the image of him on the stump. The mean tweets and all the what did you learn about this man as a man?
Well, I kind of touched on that, I think, in the last segment, in that, you know, I think most men, no matter if they were his age or half his age, would not have the stamina, the temerity, the patience, the strength to deal with 7 years of persecution. And by persecution,